You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along, everybody, to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be taking a look at the evening meeting from Gowran Park. Seven races to enjoy this evening. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line to look at all the action is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Looking forward to Gowran tonight.
Yeah, what do you make of the card?
Well, it's got a very competitive listed race for starters, plus other handicaps, which are not going to be so easy to find. They've got a devilishly difficult nursery at 6 o'clock where there's quite a few unexposed types. But generally speaking, quite a nice shape to the card tonight.
Yeah, it's bookended by two maidens with odds on favour. But the rest of the card, Andy, looks a pretty tight betting heat.
I say so, yeah. Competitive racing, lots of value to be had. So let's crack on.
Yeah, hopefully we can dig out the winners then. We start tonight at 5:30 with a 7-furlong maiden. And London is the favourite here at 4-5, 6-1 for Brevet, 7 left is 7-1, it's 8-1 for Laurendano, Handicrafted is 12s and it's 14s bar those. And this Ballydoyle runner, London, was second on his last start. He looks to have the best form in the book, Andy.
Yeah, he probably has, just about. Wouldn't make him a massive favourite like the bookmakers have gone this morning. They've put him in at 4-5, 8-11. Now, he was beaten probably a decent sort the other day in the shape of Jim Bulger's Herald the Dawn. But it was quite a steadily run race. And I don't think we've really got to the bottom of London so far. He's obviously capable of better. Perhaps a more stronger run event tonight might be the key to him. I'd imagine they'll make quite a bit of use of him as well because he's by Galileo. And 7 furlongs probably just looks a little bit on the tad short side for him. So we'll see how he goes tonight. But he's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing at a real skinny price. So I'll probably leave him alone here in favour of Sheila Lavery's horse, 7 left. I tipped this horse last time out on the pod. That was back in early July. And although he got beat, I was left with the impression, like many race analysis, that he was probably the best horse in that race that day at Fairy House, behind Rich Jade, who got a really good ride from Pat Smullen. Dermot Wells' horse, of course, had the vise on for the first time out. It just kind of sparked Rich Jade up into performing to his very best, whereas I thought 7 left just ran a little bit green. He was still learning on the job, and I think that inexperience just run caught him out in the latter stages. He only went down by a nose. He'd also caught the eye first time up behind Mickey Halford's Tonkinese at Leopardstown. So he's had two runs which have definitely left the impression he's bound to strike sooner than rather than later. He's obviously got a good bit of experience now having two runs. He's well drawn in trap two. The lower the draw, the better. The shorter, obviously, running to the first bend suits those horses drawn low. And Sheila Lavery's also in great form. Two winners at the Galway Festival, Romy Akening Bergman, suggest that her horses are right on the money. And we can back this horse around about 7 or 8 to 1 each way this morning. So let's go with 7 left.
7 left then, the each way vote for Andy in the 5:30. Second race on the card comes up at 6 o'clock. This one is a nursery over 7 furlongs. And Fisherman's Blues heads affairs here at 4 to 1. 5 to 1 for Hollywood Road. Fit for Function is 11-2. Flirt is a 6-1 chance. Rathbridge Raven, 7-1. 8-1 for Dancing on Air. 9-1 Haraz. And double figure prices. The rest of them, a very open look to this, Andy. About as open a nursery as you'll get.
Definitely, yeah. Lots of improvement, you'd imagine, from several of these. One or two have got blinkers on for the first time. Had cheek pieces, tongue ties. So we could expect fireworks here. We don't really know this sort of like the level of what one or two of these are capable of tonight. Like I say, Fisherman's Blues and Rajapur, they've got headgear on for the first time. Another one with headgear on for the first time that does catch the eye here for me, particularly on the speed figures, and given that I don't think he's had the rub of the green in his last two or three starts, is Mickey Halford's Haraz, who's a small, stocky son of Acclamation. He caught the eye first time out, a very hot maiden here, won, of course, by Air Vice Marshall, who's gone on to great things subsequently. That form alone would put him in with a major, major chance here off a mark of 81. Unfortunately, saddle slipped next time out at Roscommon when he was sent off favourite, so he never got a chance to perform anywhere near his best. He got a terrible draw next time out in the race that was won by Aina Brian Shogun at the Curragh. And, of course, he had to race wide down the middle of the field. He still ran with great credit. And then the ground probably went against him the other day at Galway. But also, he got a bad draw again. He was drawn 9 of 9. In the event, the race was run at such a sound pace, he never got a chance of getting into it. That was one of my fastest furlong per furlong two-year-old times of the whole Galway Festival. So as you can see, there are one or two excuses which are genuine begin to rack up for this horse. So if you just take that Garen Park first run over the course and distance at face value, 12-1, 8-12-1 this morning. Anything between 8 and 12-1 this morning on the morning line. Take your pick. You can get some real good each-way value for Mickey Halfordshire. So Haraz, nice little interesting runner there at a big price.
Haraz then, the one for Andy, and that's 6 o'clock. Then we'll move ahead to the 6:30. This is the feature race of the night from Gowran. Filly's listed event over a mile and a furlong. Afternoon Sunlight is your 5-2 favourite at time recording. My Titania is 7-2. 5-1 for Laviniad. Easter 5-1. Stella Glow 5-1. Corail 7-1. And then it's bigger prices, the remaining three. Start this afternoon Sunlight then, Andy, of Dermot Weld, who's won the last two runnings of this race. And Afternoon Sunlight already has a Group 3 win in the book.
Yes, she does. Interesting point you make. Of course, Carla Bianca took this race last year for the Moyglare Stud Farm operation. And it's a race that Dermot Weld has also made great strides in the last few years. So obviously, Afternoon Sunlight's got to be under the spotlight here. Already very well backed on the morning line. And interestingly, Connections have put the visor on first time up for this horse. So far to date, all its best forms have been with a little bit of cut in the ground. So if there are one or two little light showers later on, that will certainly enhance her chances. But she's trading a little bit too short for me now, up against what I can consider a very wide open and kind of race which is up for grabs field. So I want to go with one that I think will outrun its odds here. And I thought she ran really well at the Galway Festival. It was the race that Laviniad won, and I tipped Laviniad, and Willie Mullins' charge just got up on the line, but I was left with no other opinion to suggest that Corail, the horse that finished third on that particular occasion, would have won the race with a clear run, and indeed a little bit further. That 7 furlongs seems to catch Paul Deegan 3-year-old filly out. Prior to that, she'd run really well in a Group 3 race at Leopardstown on over a mile, and she certainly suggests, and the way she races, that a stiffer test of stamina will definitely suit her. She's got a very good draw here again tonight, stall 1. And I think she's definitely knocking at the door in a race like this. She's around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. And I suggest that Corail can definitely put it up to one or two of the more fancied horses in this race.
Right, Corail then in that 6:30, the listed event then for Andy. The 7 o'clock is the next race on the card. This one is a mile and a half handicap. And we've got joint favourites at the time of recording. Eberdani and Askmore are both 5 to 1. Novus Adventus is a 7th chance along with Sierra Sun, and he's our man. 15-2 for Taurine Legend, 9-1 for Kalini Alan, and it's 10-1 for the rest of them. This is another tricky puzzle to work out, Andy.
Yeah, this one's a real head-scratcher. You could give 5 or 6 a chance in this particular race, and he wouldn't even come up with a winner. I'd certainly give He's Our Man a bit of a shout. That was a decent run the other day behind Clondorne Warrior at Galway. Even though he's getting on a bit now, this 10-year-old, still think he's capable of performing up to a decent level. One horse that did win well and prove his well-being at the Galway Festival was Ebindani. That was certainly no mean effort to get the better of the likes of One Called Poet, who was in form. And, of course, my tip that day, Brennan in the Micra, who reopposes here. So they've all got chances. There's been good money for Asmore this morning, who ran well the other day down in Leopardstown. So this race is, teeing itself up to be a real hot affair. But I quite like the 3-year-old colt by New Approach, and that's Jim Bolger's Novus Adventure, who hasn't run for quite a while. So I'm taking it on trust that Jim's got him somewhere back to his best after a little bit of a layoff. But, he's gone from running in maiden company at Nace and Sligo when he performed up to a very good level, to finish in a very credible third in a Group 3 contest last time out, the Gallinule Stakes. That was, of course, won by Curvy, who went on to win the Ribblesdale at Royal Ascot. Giovanni Canaletta, of course, ran well in the Derby. And Prince Gagarin got beat by Mandoro the other day up in Hamilton. So the first three home that day have all proven themselves in much better company subsequently. So I'm expecting Jim Boulder's 3-year-old here, despite his mark of 100, certainly living up to early season expectations. He's a lovely colt as well. He's game and he's honest and he's tough, and hopefully that pause that refreshes all that have done him good. He's 7-1 this morning on the morning line, and so I do think he's got a touch of class here. So hopefully Novus Adventure can run a nice race in that particular contest.
Okay, fair enough. The next race on the card then comes up at 7:30. This one is a filly's handicap over a mile and a furlong. Galoop heads affairs here at 130. Baby Dennis is 4-1. Corker Hill 6-1. Maudlin Magdalene 15-2. 8-1 for Run the Red Light. And Oriella Cotter. It's also 8-1 about Wilder World and tens bar those. What are your thoughts for this one?
Yeah, again, another wide open contest, but I'm going to have to go with Galop. Hopefully the cheek piece is on for the first time out. It'll get to Prunella Dobbs' charge back in the winner's enclosure. She's certainly been a reliable sort in her four starts today. She managed to win at three starts back at Cork, albeit by a narrow margin. And then she's run really well in defeat on her last two starts, getting beat by a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Cradle Mountain, who's been running consistently well all season. And then she bumps into the very tough and gritty four-year-old Champagne or Water last time at the Curragh. Connections perhaps thought that the filly perhaps wasn't putting it all in on that occasion. She looked like outrunning Willie McCreary's charge, but she didn't quite have the mental attitude to go by. Don't forget, she's only a young horse and she's still learning the ropes. And hopefully her qualities will get her through here. Certainly think Corker Hill can run a little bit better than what she's been doing of late. She's been a bit disappointing since she won at the Curragh two starts ago, and I've gone with her twice. I've left her alone today, and that'll probably mean that she'll run a bit better, being as I've given her the wide berth. And Maudie Magdalene has also been playing hit her trade in some decent company. Of course, she ran in that very valuable Topaz Mile last time out, and this is a good bit easier than that particular contest. But I like this Galop. Still think she's going the right way, and she should give us a good run there in that 7:30.
Galope then the one in the 7:30. Franny, the penultimate race of the night comes up at 8 o'clock. An apprentice handicap here over a mile and a furlong. Rockview Emperor is the 4-1 favourite at the time of recording. Shukov is 13-2. Tunnel Tiger 13-2. You Do Go is 7-1. 8-1 for Knights Templar and Zelos Dream. Again, another close betting heat here, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why Rockview Emperor has been put in favourite here. He's actually running up a nice consistent profile of late. Prior to that, all his runs on the all-weather, he was a bit of a frustrating character. Regular listeners to the podcast will know that I've put him up a few times at Dundalk, and he's still yet to win on the poly track. But his runs on the turf this season have been fairly commendable. Other than one blob three starts ago at Downing Ferry House, he's been there or thereabouts. He's run well here at Gowran Park on his two visits. He's managed to win one. And, of course, he finished second to Enough is Enough two starts ago when he was a little bit hampered at the start and couldn't quite reel back in the eventual winner. He ran well enough the other day down in Wexford. Basically, he's just a bookmaker's kind of like horse, typically, that they're put in favourite. He's one of the only few at Leisure Rise here in reasonable shape. That's why he's market leader. Certainly wouldn't put you off him if you wanted to back him at 4-1. I think that's a fair each-way price. But there is one at a much bigger odds that I do think is worth keeping an eye on here. A horse called Belle Claire Boy, whose form figures don't really look that particular awe-inspiring, but there has been a few occasions where this horse has caught the eye, including, actually, funny enough, last time out from a slow beginning at Nace when he had the first-time blinkers on over an inadequate trip. He certainly wasn't given a hard time by Ross Coakley on that occasion, but I did actually notice him doing some good late work without being unduly punished, and he just went into my notebook as a horse to keep on the right side of. He could have done with a better draw here, in all honesty, but that said, he has run quite well on quite a few visits here to Gowran Park, so he's got plenty of track experience. Actually run four times here. So he's just a little bit of a sneaky one at a big price there, Belle Claire Boy. I think the favourite's definitely a worthy one and a solid one at that, Rockview Emperor. But I'm just in the mood to take a bit of a punt on that Belle Claire Boy each way.
OK, then, Belle Claire Boy each way is at 12-1 price at the time of recording. The final race of the night then comes up at 8:30. This one is a filly's maiden, again, a mile and a furlong. The trip for this one, Abaya, is your 1-2 favourite. 3-1 for Posing. Vintage Charm is 9-2. 14-1 for Venetian Queen and 50s. Bar those front four in the market. Will a buyer be hard to beat here, Andy?
Oh, she should be, yeah, unless Posing's any good first time out. Of course, David Watchman's unraced filly. Then Ebadiah should take this on all-known form. She started off her career last year in a very hot race at Leopardstown. That was a really good maiden. It went the way of Easter, has been playing a trade in group races so far this season, as indeed have Stella Glow and the third horse, Poor Dew, is very much on the improve. Typical Mickey Halford horse first time out, unfancied, wasn't knocked about. Do all its best work at the end, and obviously is a horse to keep on the right side of. Just the one run so far this season, a bit of a late starter, but despite her being favourite, she never really looked like challenging Octavia, who got a lovely run from the front in the hands of Connor King. It's very much a front runner's track nace, and Ebadiah just didn't get going until very, very late, but it's still an encouraging and eye-catching run if you take away the price involvement in that race. you'd certainly mark her up as a horse to keep on the right side of. She's up in trip now, in keeping with her pedigree, her family by Azamore. She certainly looks as though she races like she needs a mile and a quarter anyway, let alone the pedigree side of it. So all in all, this looks a bit of a penalty kick here for Ebediah. Hopefully it'll be third time lucky.
Okay, and he's signing with the McAlford charge in the last race of the night. Just remind us if you picks one more time, please, Andy, for Wednesday's action at Gowran.
Yeah, very competitive night tonight at Gowran. I'm going to oppose the favourite in the first, just on value grades, and go with Sheila Lavery's Seven Left, who's had a couple of runs and has caught the eye on both occasions. In the 6 o'clock, I think there's been one or two mitigating circumstances which has rather prevented Haraz running up to his best form. So let's hope that he can put the matters right tonight. And he looks a decent each-way price in that nursery. In the 6.30, the value for me is definitely Paul Deegan's Corral, who would have won with a few more strides at the Galway Festival the last day. In the 7 o'clock, Novice Adventures looks a progressive three-year-old, and he's got a little bit of a touch of class, so hopefully he can run okay after a layoff in that competitive-looking handicap. In the 7.30, again, another wide-open affair. I quite like the profile of Gallop, who has had a couple of near misses after a win three starts ago. In the 8 o'clock, I'm just going to take a bit of a fly with Balclair Boy, who caught the eye last time out. And in the final race, probably the strongest favourite on the card, as the market suggests, is Ebediah. She really should be winning that final event.
OK, there we are then. Andy Holding's thoughts for the action at Gowran Park tonight on Wednesday evening. And remember, you'll hear every race live from Gowran in the company of Dave Kellner, Paddy Aspel and Chris Pimrott on William Hill Racing Radio. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck.
Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.